This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of our country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. But homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's your responsibility to stop the totalitarians one person at a time. You are the community that we're talking about. How many people know you and how many people do you know? Think about that. That's a huge community by which you could, you could become a flamethrower of the truth. And that's what we're looking for, people to stand up and step up against the totalitarians, recognize them when you see them, and call them out. And, you know, oftentimes, in fact, almost always, that starts at the local level. It's the local stuff. It's the local minutia that goes on in this country that holds us together as a constitutional republic. It truly is. And that's why we encourage people to become active at the local level. Become a member of your city council. Become a member of your county supervisors. Get on some of those committees and boards and be an activist for the Constitution. And don't think that, well, once you get on one of those positions that, the citizens are your servants. You are the citizens' servants. Always remember that. That's the way our Constitution is made. And, you know, we get ourselves into trouble, like we're seeing right now with President Barack Hussein Obama, who looks upon you and I as his servant. We are his servants. Something to think about now, isn't it? Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. And we're going to be paying particular attention to a bunch of things going on here locally in the Northern California area on this particular session of Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com. Feel free to email me, paul@a21r.com. Okay, the big deal. I'm going to read from some of the screens. I like to do this on Fridays and Sundays. From Fox News, I've got three accesses here, three sources. I've got Fox News, I've got Drudge, and I've got Breitbart. Well, I think I've got Breitbart. I'm working on Breitbart. The screen goes dead. Now you have to put your passcode in. Okay, here we got Breitbart. We got the screens coming up. We're gonna be bringing you just a quick rundown of all the things that are happening out there. Then we're going to talk about the national anthem. And here it is, a wonderful Sunday, and I'm sure that we've had everybody taking the knees. It's just kind of like normal to disrespect the national anthem and let this kind of cancer grow, right? Black Lives Matter, the murderous thugs, the Hillary Clinton shock troops, the Barack Hussein Obama jihadists out there, cultural jihadists, waging war on America. Yeah, that group. We're gonna have a little conversation about that. Anyway, a lot of things going on, and if I can get my websites here to work, some of the things that are going on. First of all, let's start with the big exciting news that's out there that everybody wants to be excited about, and that is this debate that's going on tomorrow night between Hillary Rodham Clinton and Donald Trump. Big, big news going on there. Jennifer Flowers will not be in attendance, or at least will not be invited by Donald Trump. I mean, this is just like a soap opera, right? So Jennifer Flowers, she was being touted as being put up there by Donald Trump in the front row to intimidate Hillary Clinton. Now, this is not to be believed that Donald Trump just decided to do this. That's not the way that Donald works. You guys should know by now. Training should, he's conditioned you all to understand that if you hit him, he's going to hit you back. So he got hit. And it was the Clinton side that said they're bringing in Mark Cuban, another billionaire out there, who's going to be sitting in the front row to try and somehow intimidate Donald Trump, which is just, if you watch Mark Cuban on the Shark Tank, and he's really got a lot of very immature idiosyncrasies about himself. He's a rich guy, done well. And by the way, he's brilliant in the business. And on Shark Tank, I think he's brilliant. I'm not a big fan of him as one of the players, but I like some of the stuff he does. I really respect him. I'm just putting that out there. I think this little game, it's just all the hype and hoopla going on. It's like pregame, get the pregame site going on. Same sort of thing. So Jennifer Flowers, we're finding out, and the Willie girl, she's not going to be there. She wants to go, I guess. I don't know. She's got to find herself a seat. But it would be kind of interesting to see how that would play out. So the Donald, once he finds out that the camp has done this, the Hillary camp has invited Mark Cuban, he tweets that, well, we can have Jennifer Flowers sit up there in the front row. And everybody went nuts. Whoop, there you go. And, of course, the Donald's got the psychic. Instantly, I was driving into the studio this morning, and I was listening to one of the CNN people raging on Trump for even suggesting that. And who was it? One of the other side said, well, it wasn't Trump who started it. and the guy was kind of like, how do you rage on Donald Trump for responding for an attack on him? And of course, then the guy says, well, this is the point, is that Donald is so thin-skinned, Hillary's going to be easily getting under his – I don't think that's going to happen. Wiki man, is that going to happen? You don't – it's not going to happen. All right. So anyway, we're past that. So Willie will not be there, and Jennifer Flowers apparently won't be there. At least they won't be there as invites of Donald Trump. So we've got that one all solved. It's all good in the hood. Hillary Rodham Clinton has to stand for at least 90 minutes tomorrow, which is problematic. Can she make it? Will they prop her up with her stick on her rear? That's a bad visual. I apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen. That was a really bad visual. But anyway, she is going to be propped up of sorts, because the podium, as I understand it, has been – they raised the podium. I haven't seen it, so I don't know how this is all going to work. But normally what happens to a short person who's in a debate with a taller person, they put like a big chunk of wood underneath them and they stand up on the step. They have this little step. But this time they didn't do that. Apparently they have clearly modified the podium. So I don't know what that – do they have an elevator, takes her all the way to the top or what? She obviously needs some – will she have the helping hands of a doctor at her side at all times during the debate? By the way, coughing is permitted. You can cough. She can cough all she wants to. She just won't be allowed to go take a break. As a result of it, they won't be breaking. So obviously some things are working out not in her – best interest. Anyway, some more news and information. We're going to come back here. We're going to talk a little bit about what happened in Washington State and where we're at with that. And then we're going to get into some other really, really good stuff. Like, what about this national anthem that's going on? And the whole Black Lives Matter racist, bigoted debate that's being carried on by the NFL, which I think it's the NFL's responsibility. I think it's the NFL leadership, Roger Goodell, who has, I understand, Islamic links. At least that's the word on the street, that he's got links to CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, he's the NFL, you know, brouhaha. He's the king of the NFL. And everything, it's kind of interesting that he's been allowed to be in power for so long with the NFL and some of the blunders that he's made. But one of the things I find it very interesting is his attacks on, well, his attacks, it seems like, on the Patriots, the Boston Patriots. What about that? I mean, isn't that kind of odd? Anyway, if you have any comments on that, we can take your calls, 530-742-5555 here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com. And become engaged. Also, click on the icons for the Liberty Tour, where Liberty Tour 5 is coming up, and it's going to be at the end of October. And we got a lot of interest in that. It's going to be a two-day event, 28th and 29th, Church of Glad Tidings here in Yuba City, Marysville area. And again, once again, Paul at agenda21radio.news or Paul at a21r.com. You know, it's like A for agenda and 2 and 1 and R for radio. It's really simple, really, really simple. Trying to get people all – how much time have we got there, Wiki? Just that's it. We're breaking. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly. at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order new Mana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.com. And quite frankly, we're kind of perusing all the things going on in, you know, on the internet. And kind of, this is one of the times that we like to do this. And we like to go through Drudge, and we like to go through Breitbart, and Fox News occasionally. And this just popped up. And I'm going to read some of the subtext of some of the things here. Let's see, Washington mall shooter and immigrant from Turkey. We got that one all taken care of. Killed five, terrorism not ruled out. And this, of course, we've covered that one. This is another one that revealed the friendship of W. Bush and Michelle Obama. They have a friendship. Did you know that? And she has a friendship with Colin Kaepernick, by the way. Now, I just thought I'd throw that one out there because he's been love bombing her, and of course that's been the answer now. But you know, when I also go to Drudge, and again, you know, kind of being a little bit lighter today than normally, when I go to Drudge, I find a big thing popping up on the screen. I think we're having some internet problems, connectivity here. Wikiman, do you know anything about that? Okay, anyway, it says here, I'm not. I'm in the studio. I'm not. Anyway, war drums over Syria, a big red banner on Drudge. So, you know, you can't, it's just, it's kind of world, all this stuff that's just happening. The craziness that's going on. Now, let's get a little bit of backdrop. In fact, what we might want to try and do, Wiki, is get Scott Bennett on the phone. I'll give you his phone number. We can maybe get him on the phone. At the break, we'll come down to the break and get it. Scott Bennett, of course, has been is a former Army psychological operations person. He's very deeply involved in what's going on in Syria right now, and has been. He worked for the federal government and was a spy. He's a spy. Let's face it. And he was thrown in jail for 2 years by Eric Holder because Eric Holder was talking about. This is the whole thing about the run up to the terrorist financing program that he was aware of, and now he's out written a book and so on. But he's become quite a sensation on RT, Russian TV. Now, I'm bringing this up because the war drums over Syria, there have been several actions that have been taking place over the last several days, and we've reported on them about Syria. And this is a big issue, a big, big issue. That's we saw this one coming. Syria is a flashpoint. It's one of several flashpoints that myself and Red Smith and others have been talking about over the course of the last several months. But some of the other places where there are flashpoints in which there could be a war. And this is an actual shooting war that is starting to develop even more so. That the conflict, it's all ISIS-based. Because remember, it was ISIS that was formed as a result of what was going on in Syria with this administration. The void that was left, the void that was left when we stepped out of Iraq and so on, all that stuff has been a result of the policies of this administration. So now you've got Assad, you've got Putin, and you've got airplanes competing to try and so-called destroy ISIS. And now it's called war drums over Syria. So obviously there's been a big progression and step function increase in what's been going on there. We've got Britain, who's now actively coming out and accusing Putin of a war crime. And this happens to deal with a food convoy that was going into Aleppo and was apparently taken out. We don't know who took it out. And a lot of people have been killed as a result of that. And several bombings that have gone on. There was a bombing attack by the United States, which we apologized for. This was last week, and we brought this out a couple of speaking engagements ago. We brought this out to highlight the fact that we have been bombing the wrong side. we have been in support of ISIS, and there was a mission in which there was a base that was being attacked by ISIS forces, and we came in with two F-16s and two A-10s and literally decimated the target for ISIS, which killed about 70 or 80 Syrian soldiers and some Russians. That was just last week. We did that, and ISIS overran the position. Now, what are our F-16s and A-10 Warthogs doing supporting ISIS positions? You got to wonder, and so does Putin, and so does everybody else. But now, all of a sudden, we're getting this flyer that's come in here: war drums over Syria, and what that means. We're going to try and get it at the end, the bottom of the hour. We're going to try to get a hold of Scott Bennett, maybe get some comments on it. That the article that it pops up is U.S. and Europe ramp up pressure on Russia over a Syria conflict, and it looks like if we don't watch our P's and Q's, and with this reckless president that we have here, they're trying to drive us into war. And that's just a fact. They're looking for a number of different places to get us engaged in a war. One would be in the Ukraine. That's one place. The South China Sea is another place. In Syria is clearly another place, and even here in the United States is another place. What are they trying to do to create and stir up trouble here? You see, ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing is all part and parcel of the one world agenda, folks that are trying to stir up trouble and keep things in a position where they're going to try and manipulate what's going to happen to this election cycle. They do not want Donald Trump. Let's be very, very clear. Donald Trump stands in complete opposition to these globalists, and they know it. And it's becoming more and more evident, especially with Hillary Clinton. She is a globalist. Paul Ryan is a globalist. There's articles out about Paul Ryan. We don't have enough time to cover it today, but people are just realizing he's a globalist. Hello. Of course he is. And, you know, when you start getting into the globalist thing and you start peeling back all those layers of the onion, you start realizing how connected these people are and where they're at and what they're doing. Human trafficking. You know, we've talked about that on this radio show many, many times. The trafficking in human flesh and slavery. These people are engaged in that, and they're engaged in your communities right now. You don't even realize it. The cartels with all their massive amounts of money for drugs and so on. All this is being funneled through the One World Order, folks. And by the way, where are the banks that are handling this? Well, let's try HSBC, Hong Kong Singapore Bank. Hello? Here's the problem. Who used to be a director with HSBC? Oh, Jim Comey. Hello? The largest bank in the world that traffics cartel money. HSBC, our current FBI director, sat on the board of directors there and directed terror financing. Bet you didn't know that one now, did you? It's just the corruption just never ends. And here you have, as we were talking about before, all these things with the FBI. Jim Comey is mentioned time and time and time again as being a support mechanism for Hillary Clinton all throughout the years. It's all linked together. Their person is Hillary Clinton, and it's up to us in America to make the statement. Now, whether or not it's going to be a fair election, that's another issue now, isn't it? I mean, that really truly is. But this is the connectedness that's going on. Do they want war? I think they do. I think they're trying to get a war going on because, you know, they've got to have a way out to try and control you and I. And right now, we're putting up pretty good resistance, and I mean that. The fact that we're getting the news and information to you, they cannot stop us. And again, it's going to come down to one person at a time. Being used to tell the truth to one person, to one person, to one person, till many, millions have that notion in their head that they're going to stick with the Constitution, they're going to be lawful, and they're going to demand more of our leaders. And if the leaders aren't performing, we're going to get them out. Now, we have a problem. We have a constitutional crisis that's building right now. They're trying to take it to a constitutional crisis format. They're trying to create dissension, disruption in our country. It's not working. Have you seen the massive riots out there in our country? No. We have isolated riots that are being prompted, bought and paid for by surrogates of the One World Order folks such as George Soros. Hello. These people don't like America. Again, I'm not going to go down to the whole history of George Soros, but he grew up as a Nazi. That's how he got all of his money from, Jewish people that he was turning in and taking their property. That was George Soros. Anyway, we got a lot going on here. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, and we're talking about love bombing. Have you love bombed your child lately? Or are you a predator who understands that a child needs to be love bombed because of, well, I guess you would say serious tragedy in their own personal life as a child growing up that stays with them all their lives, that need to be accepted by a parent, to be loved by both parents, father and mother, and not to be left out as in single families, single parent families that we see. We see a lot of kids that are wounded by divorce. We see a lot of kids that are wounded by loss in the educational system. And you know what? So do a lot of predators. The predators, the sexual predators in particular, have been able to very keenly pick up on those children that are most susceptible and vulnerable, like predators. That's why we call it, you know, predation. Because these monsters are out there, and they understand the needs of these types of children, even into adulthood. Now, we're talking about the NFL boycott that we're calling for on October 9th, and you're sitting there saying, what the heck? Where is this guy going? I'm talking about Colin Kaepernick, the guy who's leading the charge on this, this whole thing of taking a knee during the national anthem at the NFL football games, which is now starting to spread like a bad virus. Like a bad virus. And if you take a look at this, this is cultural jihad, basically. What we're seeing, this is how it's done. You see, sexual predation is big in Islam. It's huge. Now, I find it very interesting that over the last year, year and a half, Colin has visited the White House and visited with Michelle Obama and President Barack Hussein Obama. And then suddenly we hear, you know, all these stories about his girlfriend being a Muslim and he's converted to Islam. Now, a little history behind Colin Kaepernick. He's half white, half black. His mother's white. His mother gave him up at birth to a white family that raised him from birth on. The mother did come and stay in his life and was known. Colin got all the benefits of growing up in a intact family. I don't care what the color is. I'm not focusing on his race. I'm focusing on him and his needs as a child growing up that were fantastically met by his family. And yes, his family was a white family for all of you that want to focus on that. I'm not focusing on that because I'll tell you what. Had they been a black family, I think the outcome would have been the same. Had the directions been given in the way, I mean, if their skin color of this family that adopted Colin Kaepernick was black, it would have been the same. I'm talking about the behavior of the parents. They had goals. They worked as a family. They worked as a team, as families would, to raise Colin. And you know what? He benefited from that. But, you know, I do want to tell you, growing up, I can tell you that Colin was hurting. I know this because I know people who know Colin. I'm sorry. I'm letting it out. I'm just telling you the way it is. Colin, you asked for this. These are the things that are going to come up in your life. I'm trying to help you out because I got to tell you something, Colin. I know you're better than that. You're a great kid. You've had great background. You've had great support. But you've fallen into a trap here, and you need to get yourself out of it. I'm trying to help you out. But I think, you know, if you're going to do this, there's going to be consequences, and we need to know the full history of Colin Kaepernick. And I'm going to tell it. You're hurting. We know you're hurting. And guess what? So does President Obama. You have a need that you don't understand that has to be fulfilled, and that's the fulfillment of a father in your life and understanding the circumstances by which you were born. And people prey upon that. There's a lot of different ways we adjust. I adjusted. I grew up, yeah, I had a call. I'm still, you know, I'm damaged by that, I guess you would say. But, you know, you have to reach a point in your time, in your life, and realize what's going on around you and stand up and step up. I learned that from good men in my life. And you've learned it through good men in your life. What about your coach at UNR? What about him? What about your first 49er coach? What about him, who backed you and supported you to the hilt? Do you think they approve of what you're doing? No. Now, the thing is, I don't want to make this entirely about Colin, what's going on here, because you see, we have another issue in the NFL, and that's the leadership of the NFL. And I think it's really, really important that when we talk about the leadership of the NFL, that we talk about what is going on there, why the NFL is supporting, and the leadership is supporting this notion of Colin Kaepernick being able to take a knee during a football game. Which, by the way, it's the stage that you can say, oh, he has a right to do it. No, he doesn't. I don't think he does. I don't think he has a right to do that. He's under contract to that team. He plays for that team. He represents that team. And the team has a right to say, you do not have a right to bring your issue to this team Number one, I can tell you, I used to be a head coach. I get this drip. It's what you're doing out there. If it's a distraction to the team, to the play on the field, it's not acceptable to me. And that's what we're seeing. Is it acceptable? Is it appropriate in that venue to be doing what you're doing? I think that's the call of the owner. And I don't know of any owners out there that are running around supporting what Colin Kaepernick is doing. But I do know, that, and I think this is very, very funny, I do know, and I have been watching for several years, the action of the NFL leadership. And the action of the NFL leadership, which I find very, very interesting, and I think that you're going to find very interesting once I start reading you and declaring to you an article that's out there right now, because it's very, very important to understand that the NFL, beginning with Roger Goodell, is praising his players' demonstrations out there for going, well, on with their protest. I got an issue with that, Mr. Goodell. I have a big issue with that, Mr. Goodell. And I have an issue with the leadership of the NFL. I don't have an issue with the coaches. I don't have an issue with the team owners. And now we're hearing that in Dallas, they're saying, nope, we're not going to, Jerry Jones is saying, nope, this is my team. This is my venue. I put you in this billion-dollar stadium, which I've been in. That's where I saw the movie 13 Hours as a premiere from Paramount Pictures. I understand that. And you know what Jerry's saying? It's not happening, guys. Don't even think about protesting, else you're going to be gone. I think that's good. I think that's excellent, in fact. Now, so Peter Goodell, what is he doing? Well. He's saying it's a good idea, calling you just go right out and do it. Now, I want to tell you something. That Peter Goodell, Roger Goodell, has had, well, so I guess you would say he's been loved bomb, or he has been loved bomb over the years by CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood. So if it seems like, you know, there's a little bit of a problem with Christians, like, oh, let's say Tim Tebow, guess what? It's because Tim Tebow has a Christian problem in the NFL. And why do you think they got rid of him? Well, because of CARE. And it wasn't necessarily the owners. It was the pressure that was being applied by the NFL leadership. You see, is there cultural jihad going on in the NFL? Oh, you bet. Do you think that Islam wants to destroy the NFL American-style football? Absolutely. And it's been going on for years. The attack on American-style football at all levels is full-on by Islam. And they love-bombed Kaepernick, and look what they're getting right now. We need to stop it. That's why I say we're going to boycott everything NFL on the 9th of October. That means turn off the TV, don't buy their goods, don't buy their products. We'll hit them financially. We did it with Target. We'll do it with the NFL. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
9-3-0-2-8.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, or a21r.com. And if you're considering being a prepper, or if you are a prepper, we have Numana Foods that we feature here on Agenda 21 Radio, and they've been a big supporter of ours. And we're, of course, featuring Preston Preppers. So foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers is the address to go to for all of your needs if you're a prepper. You need food, you need shelter, you need heat, you need the ability to, you know, sterilize water. All those things you can find on foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers. Okay. Now, this whole Loretta Fuddy thing is interesting, and it really springs into the Subud cult organization. The Bergdahls, you know, Bo Bergdahl's parents that live in Haley, Idaho, are Subuds. Yeah. It isn't that convenient. And so is Bo, a Subud, and so is the president. I mean, this we can't make this stuff up. I mean, we could not make all this stuff up. It's a perfect storm. And, you know, here's Michael Hastings, a Rolling Stone writer, who goes and writes an article not really positive about McChrystal, and this is in Afghanistan. And the president gets a hold of the article and fires him. Because really what it was that all of the generals, men around him, were bad-mouthing Obama. And, well, Hastings reported that in his Rolling Stone article. But at the time, this is 2009, he finds out about a prisoner that was taken in Afghanistan by the name of Bo Bergdahl. So he starts to do a lot of research about Bo Bergdahl and other things. And he comes up with the theory that there's something really, really wrong with this whole Bo Bergdahl thing. That's beyond the pale. That it's sort of like a setup. And of course, he goes and he interviews the Bergdahls in Haley, Idaho. And then he's more convinced ever than before. And, of course, what he's finding out is what we now know to be true, is that Bo Bergdahl actually left his position in Afghanistan and joined with the Taliban as he was being instructed by his dad. His dad had communiques with people in Gitmo, with terrorists in Gitmo. He was allowed to have open communications with them. Don't you find that a little odd? Hello? This is what Hastings was finding out.
Now, we now know this. This is very, very clear and very evident, you know, especially the day that they announced that they're going to, Bo Bergdahl was going to be released by the Taliban, yada, yada, yada. Well, everybody was kind of wondering, man, you know, Obama really has his hands all over Bergdahl's mom. And Bergdahl's mom seems to have her hands all over him as they're making this announcement. And, of course, then you get the father who goes out and says a Muslim prayer that basically consecrates the White House as a Muslim territory. Just minor little things people don't want to pick up on in that whole little speech that he gave up there in the Rose Garden. But Bo Bergdahl turns out to be a spy. No, time out. He's not a spy. No, we're flipping the script here. Now remember, Bo Bergdahl, Sue Boots, Loretta Fuddy, birth certificate. Just follow that flow. This is stuff that's been documented. We've reported on it for hours, and there's a lot more with Bo Bergdahl. Oh, do we have some stuff on Bo Bergdahl and what's going on there? It's still going on. Still going on. Why did they find Bo Bergdahl in a pot farm in Northern California a year ago? Just before the Roseburg murders. Inquiring minds at Agenda 21 Radio know why. And it's not comforting. But let's get back to the Subud thing. So his dad persuades Bo to give himself up to the Taliban. And so, you know, and all this is coming from all of his platoon members. They all heard the radio chatter about Bergdahl looking for and reporting to the Taliban. He was on a mission from his dad to report to the Taliban. And what happened at the Taliban? Well, Bergdahl gave up a lot of critical information about strategies in the field that really a lot of people think cost American lives, as the Taliban were finding out about tactics and so on that our military was using. But that's not the big deal. Here's the big deal. The big deal is that it's not Bo Bergdahl that's a spy. It's his parents. His parents are spies for the Taliban. Oh, did I say that? This is the stuff we've talked about on this radio show many times. Well documented. But Bo Bergdahl is the foil. He's the patsy, if you will. He's being held by the Taliban and being held for this reason, so that President Barack Hussein Obama can comfort the parents of the only prisoner of war in the 15 years we've been in war, the only prisoner of war. And so to comfort them, he allows them to sit in on all the presidential briefings with the chiefs of staff and everybody. And they get to go to the armory there in Boise, Idaho, and sit and watch this escapade. Top secret movements of troops being presented right there to Mr. Bergdahl and other things. 20 times they did this. 20 times they got to sit in on these briefings. How many Americans died as a result of that? Because Bo Bergdahl's dad, he was reporting it to the Taliban. They're the spies. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price? Guaranteed. Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. Food for Liberty/Preston Preppers for all your prepping needs. You're going to need food in times of crisis. And, well, crisis is coming. There's probably no doubt about that right now. Anyway, so the birth certificate, it's out there again. The birther issue is out there. But they're lying to you. If in fact, they go out and say, you know, and distract with his birther thing, they're lying to you. Just remember that. It's just sort of a natural thing for them to do. Anyway, okay, Jim White's going to be with us in the second hour here on Agenda 21 Radio. And like I said, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And the Liberty Tour 5 is coming up. That's October 28th and 29th, so a little over a month from now. And it's going to be in Live Oak, California, and we're going to have really, really some banner stuff going on. It's all about the Constitution. We figure on Agenda 21 Radio that if we can use the Constitution to spread the virus of the Constitution to the public and put the fear of God into our governmental leaders, that's a good thing. And that's exactly what we're doing with the Liberty Tour 5. Liberty Tour number 5. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, a21r.com. And remember, like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.